Fathers are very important in this world.
Now here is a man.
Wilbur.
Oh, Daddy.
It's my papa.
Papa's got a brand new bed.
Make room for Daddy.
My old man was one of the most feared furnace fighters in northern Indiana.
Father knows best.
It's 10 after 7. Where the hell is my daughter?
She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bit away.
Yes, I've always believed in a strong father and son relationship.
Oh, so have I. In fact, if a son and father weren't related to each other, they wouldn't even be in the same family.
Hello, father.
Hey, daddy, who?
Oh, my papa.
Morning, Dad.
To me, he was so wonderful.
Now, here is a man.
He's the best daddy in the whole world.
You know, a number of years ago on our showgram, we discovered something that we found kind of distressing, and that is there's a whole lot of people running around who have lost contact with their dad. There's also a lot of people running around who never had any contact with their dad. And so every year we try to do something where we take one of our 11 listeners, put them together with their dad. Their dad they either lost contact with or have never spoken to. And that's kind of important on our showgram because, you know, we're kind of all about family here, you know. We have a family in the morning, and if we can do something to reunite families or help some families, that's always like first on the list. You know, little Tommy, for instance, never really knew his dad. He had a dad, but never really knew him because Tommy's dad died when he was really just a little boy. And so, you know, Tommy's heart is way into this. And this year we said, hey, look, if you would like us to try to hook you up with your dad, send us a letter. And we got a ton of them, as we do every year. And this year, April sent us a letter that little Tommy found to be really very compelling. And April's sitting here in the Jeff and Jer studios with us right now. Morning, April.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
You have a little butterflies?
Yes.
Now, the deal with your dad is that it's not that you lost contact with him, but from you're going to read your letter in a second, but you never knew him at all?
No.
No. Okay. Now, sitting next to April is Nick from Third Eye Investigations, and Nick helped us out again this year finding April's dad. And how long did this take?
Nick was the one that called 411.
Oh, Nick called 411 and said, yes, I'd like to, and the number happened.
Not exactly. He really wasn't that hard to find, but, you know, we do this a lot, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so it's something that maybe hard for somebody else wasn't hard for us, but when I talked to April on the phone, she sounded compelling. She sounded sincere, really from the heart, that she really, really wanted to find her dad. As a matter of fact, she emailed me last year, and I wasn't able to get to it.
Because we have so many, and you help us out with so many people every year. Where are you guys? Where is Third Eye Investigations?
We're in DeBary, Florida.
Oh, right down the street.
Yeah, right up the street.
Oh, my gosh.
DeBary, Florida.
Wow. DeBary, Florida.
How is it that we're hooked up with you?
I don't know. I mean, I think it started out one year where I got a call from a birth mom trying to find her daughter, and it was Jeff's wife, Nina. That's how the whole thing started.
Wow. There we go. Because I think what happened was Tommy hired a private investigator to find you.
That could have been. I don't know.
As a private investigator for Third Eye Investigations, what do you do most of? Like, what do you guys do?
We do about 35% of missing people. The rest of it's surveillance. The missing people part's fun. You know, it brings me joy. It brings me a lot of happiness. It really does. The surveillance part, you know, it's something that really doesn't bring you joy, you know, to be honest with you.
Catch people cheating and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. This is something that really it brings me a lot of joy. When I can reunite a family and make everybody happy and smiles on their faces, you know, I still have tears in my eyes when this happens, and I've been doing it for so long, you know, so.
Well, Nick, thanks for helping us out. It's real nice that you would do this and do April the favor of getting her family back together again here. Now, April is going to read to us the letter that she wrote where little Tommy went, "Hey, this would be really great." Now, April, you've never seen your dad, never talked to your dad. In a couple minutes, because Nick helped us out here, we're going to make a telephone call. April's going to say hello to her dad for the very first time. But before you read the letter, what just are the general circumstances here?
Growing up, I did have a mother and father, but I always sort of felt that it was just a different relationship, that there was something missing. At about 14, I found my birth certificate, and that named a different father than the father that I had grown up with. So that's when I knew that he wasn't my biological father. And shortly after that, my mom told me the story of their relationship, that it was short-lived and just didn't work out. And shortly after that, she remarried. Well, she never actually married my biological father, but she then married the dad that I grew up with.
But I would imagine there was still like a big piece of your life that was sort of missing.
Right.
And that's why you contacted us, and little Tommy found the letter. So if you do us a favor, if you read your letter.
Okay.
And then we're going to make a phone call and you talk to your dad for the first time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. My name is April. I'm 26 years old and have never met, seen, or even talked to my biological father. Growing up, I always felt that something was different. In family photos, I was the only person with blonde hair. I always felt that my stepdad and I lacked a certain bond. He was a great dad, and he did all he could for me, but in the back of my mind, I always wondered. Those feelings were confirmed when I was 14 years old. Rummaging through an old box of photos, I came upon my birth certificate. There was, in black and white, Father David Joseph Worthy, not the man I grew up calling Dad. I kept the secret to myself for years, until the day I went to get my driver's license. I needed a copy of my birth certificate, so one night my mom and I sat alone in a car, and she told me the story of her and my biological father. She said that they weren't together very long before she found out she was pregnant, and after I was born, they had tried to make it work. But before I was a year old, they separated. She also told me he had a big family, 7 brothers. That was it. And until today, that is all I have ever known about my father. The older I got, the more I thought about him. I wondered if he was still alive and if he ever thought of me. Could it be possible that he was searching for me as well? Using the internet, I had looked up his name in the white pages. I called just about every Worthy residence in Illinois asking for him. I would search on and off for the following years. My biggest fear when searching for my father was that I would be too late. He might have passed away. Maybe he would have no interest in knowing me. Perhaps he had never even thought of me, let alone been looking for me. Watching women dance at their weddings with their fathers, I would dream that someday we'd meet and he would attend my wedding. I always told myself that I would not get married without knowing who he was. I have a photo of the man I think is my father. When placed to one of my baby pictures, the resemblance is incredible. Looking at it, I wonder, do we still look alike? Do I have his eyes? Do I have other brothers and sisters? My family has always been very important to me. I have a large, wonderful family whom I adore. 5 years ago, I met a great man, and he and his family has also become a wonderful blessing in my life. Words can't describe how much I love and appreciate all that they've done for me. I know my parents did the best they could raising me, and I love them both with all of my heart. However, I also know that somewhere out there is a man who helped create me. I am a part of him. And I can only hope that he and his family would be interested in getting to know me and becoming an added part of my very special, very important family.
Wow. Okay. Well, April, Nick has found your dad and got a phone number. Now, here's what we do. We're gonna call, and if it's okay with you, we're just going to listen to a little bit because this, you know, we don't want to butt in.
let's butt in. Let's listen to all of it.
No, I don't think that's great. We, you know, talk to him for a couple seconds, say hello and whatever, and then what we'll do is we'll put him on hold, and you can go into our office and sit there and talk to him. Where are we calling? I don't even know where your dad is.
El Cajon, California.
Oh, gee, Dan El Cajon. Where are we calling?
Illinois.
Illinois. Okay. All right, well, let's call. Okay. Calling David Worthy.
312 area code.
Okay. Do you want to talk first or should I?
Go ahead.
I should talk first?
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Hello?
Hello. Is this David Worthy?
Yes, it is.
David Worthy. Hi. This is the Jeff and Jer Radio Show, Graham in San Diego, California, calling you.
How you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Not bad.
Well, that's good. David, we have somebody here who has wanted to meet you for a long time, and we found out where you were, got your phone number, and we think you might be interested in talking to your daughter.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be great. Well, David, say hello to April. April, say hello to David.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad.
Good.
Not bad. It's wonderful to hear your voice.
You too. How have you been?
Oh, I'm getting old. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
There's so many things I'd like to ask you, and I'd really love to see you.
I would love that. That would be really great.
I wish I could, like, just snap my fingers and show up in San Diego and see you.
I have to make a trip out to Chicago.
Well, how about if I just make a trip to San Diego?
Okay.
All right, well, I did, and if you want to look, turn around. And
there's your dad.
How are you?
We can hang up the phone now because you can talk to him in person.
They look alike.
They do. They look alike.
I've been waiting for this day for so long.
Man, look at you. They have the same eyes. They have the same
exact. They do. Hey, David, why don't you sit over here for just a second?
How cool.
Sit here next to your daughter, and we'll have a little chat. And then we'll send you guys
God,
out.
You guys look alike.
Wow. Hey, you know what? That's your dad, all right.
Man, she's good looking as I am.
Whoa. So, David, what did you think when Nick got a hold of you?
Man, I was just amazed. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I've been waiting and hoping that sometime that this would happen, that she would knock on my door or a phone call or just anything, you know, find out that she was looking for me. Like, there she is.
Yeah. So, April, what do you think? What are you feeling right now? Anything you can express?
Not really. I can't even put into words.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable is definitely the word.
So Tommy had David flown in, I guess, well, last night, I suppose, from Illinois. Where in Illinois do you live in?
Streamwood, Illinois.
Streamwood, okay. Yeah. And you probably left, what, from Streamwood International, flew right into Lindbergh?
We don't have an airport there in Streamwood.
Oh, okay.
We came out of O'Hare.
Oh, all right, out of Chicago. And, well, there's your daughter.
Here I am. You gave her your red hair.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
So,
not
yet.
David, what would you, get a little closer to the microphone so the gang listening here, what would you like to tell her right now? Anything that comes to mind before we send you guys out for some private time?
Man, there's a lot of things we want to talk about, but I just, you know, I'm speechless right now. I mean, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. I mean,
that's
I'm
okay.
Overwhelmed, and I'm so glad this radio station did this for me. Yeah. I mean, I really do appreciate it. And,
it's our great pleasure. April, what questions have you always wanted to ask your dad? And you don't have to ask him now, so we don't really need the answer, but, like, a couple of things you might want to talk to him about.
I've wondered if he ever thought about me. And if you remember anything of the time when we were together, when I was a baby.
You in my arms, that's all I can remember. I got a picture of you when you was just, you know, just a baby. And that's all I had to go by. And I always wondered how you'd grown up and how you look. And
pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, real good.
You done good.
All right, well, you know what? We're going to send you guys out to have a little time. I don't know how long you're here for, David, but sink in a little bit, and you guys get to know each other. And April, we want to say thank you for writing the letter.
Thank
David,
you.
Welcome to San Diego.
Thank you very much.
There's your daughter. Nick, Third Eye Investigations, thank you very much again for all the help, as always. You did another tremendous job in hooking up a family that has been apart. And happy Father's Day, you guys. Yeah.
Thanks again. Thank you very much.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Ooh. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to come.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, guys. If you're ever in doubt about how many listeners you have or the quality of your listeners, I'm sitting here at a stop sign at a stoplight. I look over. There's two other women wiping their eyes, and they both have star stickers on their cars.
Really?
So, yeah, that really got me.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, you know, it got all of us in here, too.
Oh, I could hear it.
Yeah.
I could totally hear it.
It's so amazing to see two people see each other for the first time.
And what Laura said was right. They look so much like each other.
They both have hair.
I'm sitting here driving my kids to school, and I can't wait to go home and log on and see the pictures to see what they actually look like.
Oh, yeah,
so.
Totally.
And, you know, we had some television stations in here. Local 8 was in, Channel 6 was in, and Channel 51. So if you watch the newscasts.
There's so much crap going on right now in the world that it's just, it's really neat to hear something like this. You know?
Well, we don't have to bring up the rest of the show now, do we? We're having a moment here. Hey, Jill, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
Right. Thanks.
Gosh.
Hey, good morning, Beth.
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to say, you guys are awesome. And I was just sitting in my car listening, and I'm actually an adoptee. And I was crying because I was just recently reunited with my birth mom. And she lives in New Mexico, and it just really touched my heart. And I really appreciate you guys doing that for her. And I don't even remember her name, but
April.
If she's listening, it's so worth it. It is so worth it. Anybody that's searching for people, please do it. Yeah, even if the other person isn't what you expected, it's totally worth it. My mom and I look so much alike, and it's just so awesome that you guys did that. Thank you.
Good morning, Tony.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, it's going okay.
Last year I was the Father's Day
participant.
Hey, Tony, what's up?
I'm doing all right. It was good to hear. Good to hear about April, and I just wanted to call and say thank you.
Every night I fall asleep, and this is all I ever dream.